And my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song! All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat so good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say, dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl VD. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes.
We aren't gonna play this part in the air. Anyways, back to the song.
Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a Thanksgiving edition of Soapy Serenades. I'm your host, Colin, and thank you all for tuning in at 2 p.m. on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We got a bunch of Thanksgiving theme songs lined up for you today. That first song that you heard was the Thanksgiving song by Adam Sandler. Please excuse my interruption. There was a very profane lyric that I could not play on the air per FCC guidelines, as I learned yesterday. So you had to hear my beautiful voice over that. So anyways, I have a guest with me in the studio today. Care to introduce yourself?
My name is Peter Todhunter. excellent cutting in on that song, that first song. Excellent.
Thanks.
Right when it happened, perfectly.
Mm. Yeah, so Peter has been on the show a couple times, and it's always good to have him back. He is attending undergraduate university at the University of Vermont.
Sure am.
And he's studying forestry, which is pretty rad.
It is pretty rad, if I do say so myself.
So, just for general purposes, how are classes going this semester? How are you feeling?
Feeling good. There's only so many memorizing of trees and shrubs and plants that you can do before you start to lose your mind a little bit.
Those pesky shrubs get to you.
The shrubs all start to look the same. How class is going for you, Colin?
Not bad. Can't complain. Can't complain. Had my last one less than an hour ago.
Woo.
So that was pretty good. Talked about Saul Bellow, that great author from Canada, but also from Chicago. He has split personalities, I guess, between where he lies. But if you haven't read any of his books, I can't say that I recommend, but I think that it's good to try at least one. I say try one and then forget about it.
You heard it here first. Try one and then don't do it again.
That's coming from an English major, too. I think that I know a thing or two about books. I just want to give a shout out to the broadcast before, because they were playing some really cool stuff. Let me see. Because they played one song that I really digged. It was called, One Night in Bangkok. And it went crazy, dude. Let me see.
Are you going to be able to find it?
I hope so.
Archives?
That was... This should be the show.
Yeah.
Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok. That was a really good song. It's very groovy. And they also played Hold the Line by Toto, Private Eyes by Hall & Oates. Man.
Our show today is just going to be talking about the previous show.
I guess so, because that is some banger stuff. Beverly Hills by Weezer. Wow. They absolutely Weezered all over the studio. Anyways, Peter, take us away with a PSA.
Sure, let's talk about blackouts and emergency preparedness.
Thank you.
The electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down. Would you freak out?
Yes.
How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources, handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's another emergency going on.
So you're telling me that I can't, walk out with my, 1800s candle nightcap, nightgown?
Unfortunately. I know you love doing that, but that's a no-no.
That's really sad.
I know.
I don't know. I respect. Thank you for giving us that PSA. Yeah. It's very good to be aware. Anything else, Peter, or should we just dive into the next song?
I say we dive into the next song and kick it off with our Thanksgiving theme show.
Yeah, seriously. All right. So the first collection of songs that I'm going to give you revolve around not just Thanksgiving, but the food on the table at Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
So, we're gonna kick it off with a classic. We're gonna start off with the Thanksgiving theme by the Vince Guaraldi Trio, most notably known in the Charlie Brown series. So, enjoy this one.
Thank you.
Anything redeeming, I haven't seen it yet. I'm still up at midnight, chewing Nicorette. Child.
sorry for that last bit of screaming on there. That last song that you heard was Cold Turkey by John Lennon, which is not about chilled poultry. It's about getting off of heroin, if I'm not wrong. And then the one before that was Do the Mashed Potato by James Brown, Cooking Up Something Good by Mac DeMarco, and Family Table by Bill Withers. Those are all things that you'd find at the family table. But
tell me honestly, did you know Cold Turkey was about that, or did you see the Cold Turkey and say, I'm going to add that because it's Thanksgiving?
Oh, no, I knew that it was about heroin, but I was like, it's turkey. Like,
it's,
you know,
got the name.
It's got something Turkey-ish in it.
Yeah.
Turkish. So that's our assortment of food songs, I guess, for the evening. That's been Soapy Serenade so far. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Colin. With me is my... how many times have you been on the air with me?
Like four or five.
Four, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. My, what's the word that I'm looking for? Doubting?
Beautiful friend? No. Oh.
I don't know what word I'm looking for. Well, yeah, beautiful friend, obviously. But no, I don't know what word I'm looking for. Anyways, you're just my great co-host.
Thanks.
So, yeah, thank you for joining me on the air.
Thank you. And,
yeah, Peter, what have you been listening to?
I've gotten quite a bit into Zach Bryan recently, which is not in my usual wheelhouse. So it's pretty unusual. I wasn't really a country fan, and so it's kind of unusual. I love it, though. So.
I feel like, you know, a lot of country artists are having this revival recently.
Yeah.
But I also feel like calling him alt-country is such like an umbrella term too, because I think that he offers a lot more than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Tyler Childers in the same way that I like both of them, and I'm surprised because they're considered country, but in a way they're not really. I mean, Tyler Childers has a very specific sound.
That's
really mainstream or pop country. So,
uh-huh.
What have you been listening to, Colin?
Mostly same as you. Just very, you know, folksy, country-ish kind of stuff, but. I've just been in the mood for throwbacks, stuff that takes me back. So I listened to Rock and Roll Nightclub by Mac DeMarco and This Old Dog by Mac DeMarco, both of which are just very, like, you know, fall, autumny vibes, good driving music. And then the new Danny Brown album came out. I don't know if you listen to him.
No.
He's just, like, weirdo rap. but he just put out his album Quaranta, which means 40 in Italian.
Ooh.
Because I'm what is it? 10, 12 years of Italian study kind of helped me.
You had to figure out a way to work in the fact that you know Italian.
I don't know. But it's a pretty good album. It's very personal, which is a lot different than other albums of his. So
yeah, I got to say, for Mac DeMarco, though, so the album he released with all those like snippets and clips of him playing.
Oh, yeah, the 199 songs.
Yeah, I got to say, that's a great thing to put on the background. So if you've got Thanksgiving or anything like that going on, or you're, you know, people are hanging out and chatting and you just want something, it's a great, very casual background kind of thing.
It's funny that you say that, because in my Melisma Discord, shout out Melisma, Tufts premier music magazine since 2004.
Are you plugging yourself on your old radio station?
Shut up. I have a tier list of every single, or well, like half of that album. I have like a ranking of every single, which is like really bad. I've only gotten through 81 of the 199, but some descriptions are
weak.
2019-0724. He labeled that as garbage junk during an interview with, I think that it was NPR. That's in first spot. 12th spot is 2020-0229, which made me cry.
The rest of our show is going to be going through your list of rankings.
Yeah. No, seriously. 2020-0228 is Christmassy, et cetera, et cetera.
So when I text you and I say, hey, are you free? And you say, no, is this what you're doing?
No, sorry. I'm on 2023-02. Like, no, I did that back in like, I want to say like April was when I started chugging through that list.
Yeah.
But it is really good, just like ambient music to have in the back. Any standouts for you? Just list like binary codes and then you basically have a date.
Just start listing out numbers.
Yeah. You accidentally like disclose some nuclear codes on air. So... but yeah, no, it seems, I really like that album a lot. Yeah, like you said, pretty good ambient stuff, so.
Yeah.
On the topic of Thanksgiving, though, Oh, sorry. What's your favorite dish for Thanksgiving, by the way?
Mashed potatoes.
100%?
I mean, yeah. I'm vegetarian, so, you know, there's very limited stuff you can eat on Thanksgiving.
You can't have gravy, can you?
I can't have gravy.
You poor soul.
So, just by process of elimination, the best thing left is that and sweet potato casserole, of course.
Oh, yeah,
Those two are probably tied. How about you?
Yeah, I made sweet potato casserole the other day, which... Yeah, I'm going to toot my own horn. It was really good. That and I made Brussels sprouts, too, both of which were really good. But yeah, you know what? I kind of criticized it at first, but thinking about it, I definitely would label mashed potatoes as, like, my favorite. Or cranberry sauce, honestly.
Well, just think about, like, the thing you could just eat the sheer amount of, like, the largest quantity. You could just keep eating mashed potatoes forever, you know?
Yeah.
You would never get sick of it.
That's the thing, because, I mean, there's no such thing as a bad mashed potato.
No.
Oh, as James Brown said, do the mashed potato, in my opinion. I'm sure that my dad is thinking something about mashed potatoes right now that I can disclose to you off the air.
Okay.
But anyways, back to Thanksgiving, folks. This next song that we have for you is one by a band called Fishmans. The song is called Thank You. Thank You.
Thank you. I know I'm Dumbo. Ask me where my luck go. That walked outside the front door. Knock, 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 knock. I'm not shocked. I brought this on me. It's my fault. You gon' leave. Let's talk. See the weatherman told me it wasn't raining. My stupid brought umbrellas. I got a glimpse of your cloud and feel better. Now it's 90 degrees and all the tricks of my sleeve is just a sweat and delusion because I jet to conclusion. You got your thing. I got nothing but memories. I know your secrets. I'm not bitter or nothing, I understand that. Everybody making a choice according to plan. And we had two different blueprints, but understood and fluent. You opened up early on, I thought I had a permit. We started building the bridge and turned it into a fence. Then my building got tore down all because of your new tenant. I'll just buy some new. Never down with a lease. You never lived in your truth, I'm just happy I lived in it. But I finally found peace. So peace.
Let me do it over.
Everything. Like, I hate wasted potential. That shit crushes your spirit. It really does. It crushes your soul.
Oh, that's awkward. I forgot that there was like 10 seconds of silence.
Classic.
So, oh God, I turned on my headphones so loud. The song that you're hearing right now is Albuquerque Turkey by the Kaboomers. Before that was Tyler, the Creator, Gone Gone, Thank You. And then Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again by Sly and the Family Stone. So, yeah, we're going to continue on with our Thanksgiving theme. Actually, no, it's kind of ending here. But it's still folksy, it's still autumny, it's still vibey. And that's what really matters. So,
that's all that matters.
So,
it's the vibes.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is Colin and Peter, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're keeping it freeform today, mostly Thanksgiving-esque, though. So, yeah, thank you all for tuning in. It's been a good show so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this one goes out to all the turkeys out there.
Jesus. Peter just also recently, he just found that in the corner of Studio A, there's a picture from Mystery Science Theater 3000,
yeah,
which he just recently got tattooed on his right shoulder, which is really funny. There's a picture of it, which I will not send out to the masses, but you can imagine it. Imagine
post it on the WMFO.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'll do. That's what I'll do. Yeah, so we got 10 seconds left, but this next song that we have for you continues on this autumny theme. It is Resurrection Fern by Iron and Wine, followed up by another Iron and Wine song.
What are the chances?
Crazy. All right, enjoy this one, folks.
Like our ghosts will live.
gin glass at the cornfield grows in folding clothes, like stubborn boys across the road. We'll keep everything. Grandma's gun and the black bear claw, they took her dog. And when Sister Lowry says amen, we won't hear anything. The 10-car train will take that fledgling bird. And the falling house across the way, it'll keep everything. The baby's breath, our bravery wasted and our shame. We'll undress beside the ashes of the fire, both our tender bellies wound in baling wire. All the more a pair of underwater pearls than the oak tree and its resurrection fur. Stubborn boys with big green eyes, we'll see everything. In the timid shade of the autumn leaves and the buzzard's wing, and we'll undress beside the ashes of the fire. Tender bellies are wound around in baling wire. All the more a pair of underwater pearls than the oak tree and its resurrection fur. She says, wake up, it's no use pretending. I'll keep stealing, breathing her. Birds are leaving over autumn's ending. One of us will die inside these arms, eyes wide open. Naked as
as we came. One will spread our heart, ashes round the yard. She says, if I leave before you, darling, don't you waste me in the ground. I lay smiling like our sleeping children. One of us will die inside these arms. Eyes wide open, naked as we came. One will spread our heart, ashes round the yard.
Before we get into that last song, wow, this is very spur of the moment. Anyways, the last couple of songs we listened to were Naked As We Came by Iron and Wine, and then, did I already say, yeah, Resurrection Fern by Iron and Wine. So, yeah, thank you all for tuning in, and thank you to Peter for joining me once again.
Thank you for having me.
It always is good to have you, on the air. Great host.
Thank you.
I'm just saying. There is always community member spots in the summer, so...
Hey, I mean, if I'm around, if I'm not out in the woods doing something, I'll think about it.
If you aren't, you know, rolling around in the dirt.
Like, rolling around in the dirt, covering myself in dirt. You know, like forestry majors do.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Of course. But yeah, this has been a great Thanksgiving-themed episode of Soapy Serenades. So, as we get into the last song, any closing remarks, Peter? Anything to send to the audience.
Everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, I agree. Everybody
eat those turkeys.
Eat those turkeys. Or if, you know, you're vegetarian, vegan, like Peter over here, enjoy a good tofurkey.
Yeah, I mean, tofurkey's not that good.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. Whatever. Enjoy your various Thanksgiving dishes. Your sweet potato casseroles and all that. So, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Make sure you scrub behind your ears. And, Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone. Yeah. The last song that I have for you is Sing to the Mountain by Elephant Revival.
You just want to sit in silence?
Good night, folks.
Jugs of wine get drunk. Let the truth be known tonight. Don't go let yourself hide. Go and sing to the mountain. Go and sing to the moon. Go and sing to just about everything. 'Cause everything is you. Listen to the rhythm of your heart play like a drum. Listen to the night call, singing songs from all around. Go and sing to the mountain. Go and sing to the moon. Go and sing to just about everything. 'Cause everything
is you. And let your voice go, let it pierce through your soul. And let your voice go, let it pierce through your soul. Fires burn tonight. Let the jugs of wine get drunk. Let the truth be known tonight. Don't go let yourself hide. Go and sing to the mountain. Go and sing to the moon. Go and sing to just about everything, 'cause everything is.